parts, so I like it.
Hi guys, welcome back to this week's podcast for the Kiki Pineapple. I am the Swinger's wife, and this is
Mr. Swinger.
If you're under the age of 18, please stop listening. Just a quick recap. We're trying to keep up, so we spoke to you guys last week on Sunday, but what you guys didn't know was we were meeting up with somebody from LA on Sunday night. So I guess that's the first thing we get to talk about is we got to meet this dominatrix out at the Red Rooster last week on Sunday, which was a lot of fun. She had been saying that she wanted to check out a swingers club, so she met us there. We got to chill in the hot tub, or we chilled in the hot tub until she got there, showed her around, and then had asked her if she wanted to play in the big orgy room, and she was down. She very much was a pillow princess for the night, so I got to eat her pussy in front of everybody. You guys probably get to hear my cat. And, I fully got distracted. My cat came in here. I'm sorry. And I got to watch Mr. Fucker, which was fantastic. It's my favorite thing. She actually asked for him to fuck me first because she was into that too. So that was fun. It was great. Why are you not helping me here?
I'm just listening. It was fun. Remember that she had a nice pussy, nice tits.
She did. She had big ass titties. They were so soft.
The club was pretty empty, but there's still a couple dumb guys in there.
Always.
So, excuse me. So, do you remember the guys that came in the room? I think there's two guys came in the room.
Like, I remember them existing. I don't remember anything specific.
You heard him ask.
What did he ask?
To watch.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. So, like, at some point we end up in the corner of the room because we didn't like the circle bed that we were in. If you guys have been to the Red Rooster, you know what I'm talking about. But in the corner of the room, we're kind of enjoying ourselves, and my back is to the rest of the room while Mr. is fucking this other girl, because I'm watching them fuck. And a guy comes up to us and asks, hey, can I watch? And Mr., I am noticing that he's kind of watching this guy, and as soon as they feel fingers touch, like, the bare, like, the skin on my ass, is when Mr. goes, you didn't ask! And, like, he's, like, pulling his hand off of me. So I think that's what...
What's crazy is, though, he asked to watch, and that was the end of the asking. It was just, I guess, watching meant touching, and I guess touching meant sex, and...
I don't fucking know.
So, it's kind of interesting how some of these guys... And I know they do it in the middle of the hot tub, but they're like, can I go in the hot tub with you? And it's like a 15-person hot tub.
It's a big hot tub.
But, like, yeah, we don't care. It's not like you're going to be touching us. And then as soon as they get in, they go, you want to play? Like, that was, like, a pre, like they had to ask that. Like, if I can get close enough, then let me play with you. And the other girl, she liked guys. She might have said yes. But since that guy was making his presence known without asking, it didn't do good for him.
Nope, she wasn't into that either. Consent is sexy.
It kind of killed the mood, too, because I was, like, doing really good, and all of a sudden, like, now I'm watching this guy instead of, like, having fun.
Yeah, like, it kills that good vibe we got going. That makes sense.
Which really sucks, because, like, then the other girl's like, what happened? I'm like, well, I'm fucking watching this guy now, like.
This guy being a dumbass over here.
It happens quite a bit, though, so don't. Let's see, don't not say anything, I guess. I know it's too negative, so don't make a positive, but
always make sure to use your words. Not just like guys to like ask for permission, but like don't be afraid to be like, you know what, these are my boundaries, figure your shit out, kind of thing. Like I typically remove hands from my body and be like, you didn't ask when someone touches me without my consent. But obviously my back was to this guy, so I wasn't going to know until way too late.
So, but yeah, just nobody's going to take offense if you say, like, it's better to say that you don't want something than letting it go. And then it festers. And then you're like, I hated that party or that club or whatever because there's this guy always in my bubble, or there's this couple that kept asking us to fuck or whatever it is. Because if you don't say no, they're just going to keep asking or keep bugging or keep following. And you don't have to be mean. You can just be like, you know what? We're not going to play tonight with you, or you're not our type or something. You don't got to be like, you're fucking ugly.
I tell guys all the time. Guys will ask me. They'll be like, so do you play with guys? And I'm like, no. Not really. Like, if you want to, you're going to have to figure that shit out online. If I want to get that far in conversation with them. But I'll just tell them when I'm at the club. I'll be like, no, I do full swaps. So if you have a partner, you can ask again. But otherwise, no. Or if you're just not interested in somebody. And I've told that to a couple people where they're just like, do you want to play? And I just tell them no politely. I'm just like, no, thanks. And I leave it like that. And usually the guy doesn't go farther than that. If someone might ask why, I'm not going to be offended by that, because sometimes I want to know why we got turned down. And I'll tell them. I'll be like, you know, honestly, it's because either you don't have a partner. Or I'll be like, I'm just not interested in playing at this time, or whatever. A lot of the time, it's because of those things. It's not because I don't actually have an interest in that person. Half the time, it's halfway attractive men, and I'm pretty easy, so.
I remember this, I took this girl that was like a 9 easy, maybe a 10, but she was definitely a 9. A blonde, small, like 120 pounds, younger, like low 20s. And we went to Privada, and that's more of an uppity up kind of club where like a lot of people are like good looking. So like, I was like, cool, I can show off a little bit. But we approached this couple and we asked to play, and they said no. And then later on when she wasn't around, I was like, I just wanted to know. I was like, what? I was like, what? Why do you guys say no? They're like, well, she smokes and we don't like smokers. I was like, so I had no, I was like, what possibly do we have that, you know?
Sometimes it's helpful to have that little bit of feedback. Like if someone says why, don't be offended why they asked why. Just be like, I'm not interested, or just tell them the honest truth. Because sometimes I'll tell guys, I'll be like, your approach is actually halfway decent, but I don't know you. I like knowing somebody a little bit more. And a lot of the time that's what happens with girls and guys, or girls like to know more about the guy before they just fuck some random dude. So I'll be like, I don't know who the fuck you are. Like...
So let's see, what else did we do?
Did we do anything during the week?
Well, Wednesday, we tried to do our comedy stuff, but it was canceled.
It was canceled.
Which sucks, because I was looking forward, I just forgot, I was looking forward to making fun of myself.
Oh, yes.
And I could not. I don't know if I want to do it now or not.
So we ended up meeting at a different bar, which took us a while to figure out. Because we were going to go to Crash and Burn, and they were closed. And so we ended up at the Griffin out on Fremont Street. Cool place. This week, we've already been informed that the comedy is canceled again. So this week we will be meeting on a Thursday instead, from 5 to 8 at Blue Martini in Town Square. So if you guys are listening to this in time, come hang out with us. There's no door fee. I already checked. Huh. I've been trying to make sure there's no door fee to anywhere that we're inviting people.
So last week on Monday and Wednesday and Thursday, I went and attempted to film with Glory Hole Girls or Glory Hole...
Secrets.
Glory Hole Secrets. A professional production company. So I thought it was pretty cool. I got the end.
We didn't talk about this last week?
No, because Sunday.
Oh, maybe you're right. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, because I was going to.
Go ahead.
I don't know. Did I?
I thought we did.
I don't know. Okay. I
don't know. Sorry, guys. So,
yeah, maybe we did. Because okay. It was the week before, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why you were going to talk about it last week at the.
Yeah. Yeah, because Wednesday was already
comedy
over.
Comedy night, yeah.
Okay, so I won't rehash my...
trauma.
But they actually asked me to come back, and I was like, I'm just not going to be, no.
You're good.
The best part was fucking you every day, twice a day after. So I was like, ooh, I can. And then I think that Friday I fucked like four times. I was like, yes, I can do whatever I want again. He fucked
the shit out of me all weekend, guys.
Yeah, I was making up. Okay, so we'll kick over to... Because last week I didn't do that. It was a week before, huh?
And then Thursday night we kind of had like a last second event.
Oh, yeah.
With the person that we literally just talked about last
week. Oh, we got to talk about this though. So after the podcast was out last week, one of the fans messaged and he was like, I know what girl you're talking about.
Oh my God.
And I was like, in my head, I'm like, dude does not know what girl. I'm very, very, I really try hard to not out anybody on accident. That's why I don't put names or anything like that.
So as he's explaining this, like there's a whole paragraph on the message he's telling this guy. He's like explaining all of this to them.
Like, there's no way you could possibly know this.
Basically.
And I know they live in California, so they're not even in Vegas.
And they mentioned that they were going to meet him in Texas.
Yeah, I was like, man.
So, but they said the name. So I go start looking through my messages. I was like, no, it's not the same person. And I'm looking through my messages and I'm like, oh my God. It's the same person.
And they never met her. And, well, I should not say they, well, they are a couple, but I talked to the guy. He knew her from the brief description I gave just from her bio and never met her because I guess they were going to, I don't want to give away too much, but it doesn't really matter too much, but they're going to meet her and she wanted to go to Six Flags or something. And they're like, I don't know, it's an hour away to go pick you up. And the way she kind of words things is like, yeah, I'd love to meet you, but take me and do this or do that. Which, I mean, I see that all the time. That's not like anything crazy, but maybe Six Flags is crazy because that's probably $100 to get in at least.
I feel like I'm a terrible person. So I was like, oh, I'm sorry.
And so, yeah. She has a very, very nice body though. Like, I'm going to give her that. I like her body.
But she actually had a last second event on Thursday.
Yep. So I set up an event for her so she could... get a couple dollars for before we left for the weekend, and she did whatever. Another guy and couple came over, and they played bear. So we had actually for the most, I think like 80% of them were all tested. So we had to play bear. So that was cool.
I was working on my computer at the same time.
Yeah,
I just basically watched. Yeah. Kind of.
I played with the two girls, and you just watched.
Basically, it was good.
So that was on Thursday.
That was Thursday. Friday morning, we flew out to Washington. So we went out to Washington State, did our thing that we do. That Friday evening, we had my gangbang out in Washington. Six guys came through.
Yeah, I think six.
Normally, I'm pretty chill with the gangbangs, but I had one dude in particular, and if you're listening to this, I'm so sorry, but I had one dude in particular, and this is the only complaint that I'll probably ever have, is when somebody's fucking me doggy, like, be mindful of how much pressure you're putting on me, because this guy put so much pressure on me. My back still hurts, and it was super hard to breathe. Try not to kill the girl you're fucking, guys.
So we talked about the use your words part like 10 minutes ago.
I know. But I was busy. I was also just... I eventually did move because I was like, all right, I can't do this position anymore. Because sometimes I'll just be like, all right, I'm done with whatever position we're in. I'm going to flip over or something. But like, I am sore from that specific person. Just from the amount of pressure that they put on my back.
People always ask, they're like, how many girls are going to be there? And we, except for very rare instances, we only promised whoever's event it is, whether a swinger's wife or some other girl or whatever, because I almost put, there's two people that were going to go to the Friday one, and I know them very well. And I was like, you know what, I could probably, and then they were making posts like they're going to be there. I was like, maybe I should add them. I was like, you know what, no, I won't do that. And they did, no other girl showed up. But that's kind of why, because then the guys get mad. They get then like, well, you said three girls. I'm like, or two or whatever it is. And I was like, well, it's like one. And If more come, that's cool. If not, I mean...
Isn't it better to be surprised that there's more girls that you can fuck than...
Number one question I get is how many girls are going to be there? And I'm like, it's a freaking gangbang. Like, odds are it's one. Because that's how they work.
Then Saturday during the day, Mr. got his tattoo.
And don't tattoo the inside of your freaking knee. It hurts. There's pictures on... I didn't put any on FetLife, but I put on my Snapchat. My Snap is Mr_Swinger1. Spelling out Mr. So if anybody wants to jump on there, maybe, and they might be gone, so just ask, like, hey, where'd those go? My whole leg's done.
Almost.
I'm still deciding if I want to tattoo the back of my freaking thigh.
It's so white.
Back of my knee. I'm not looking forward to that if I do it.
Yeah, that looks like it hurts, man.
So... But I did decide if I do that, it's going to be something that can only be seen with my clothes off. So, like, it's going to have nudity or something, BDSM. I don't know yet exactly, but it's going to be really, really cool. What?
Did we tell them that about mine?
My tattoo? Not yet. But we're still talking about
Sorry.
Mine. So, like, it's going to have some girls' nipples, maybe vagina. It probably have Mr. Swinger in it. So, I'm going to... Probably make some kind of a collage.
So far, my favorite comment that you made is like the cupcakes position.
There. I thought about, yeah, like putting that cupcake position, but I was like, how do I get the genitalia, like that kind of stuff to pop out if, you know, because it's like, it's kind of hidden that way.
True, true, true.
So I don't know yet. I'm
you
deciding.
Want
I have 2 months.
Parts on you, I see. Interesting.
Okay. I want something where... It's like R-rated where I have to have my shorts on in public.
Interesting.
So then I go...
So you're never wearing Speedos.
So we'll see. We'll see exactly. I don't know what it's going to be. But it won't be... I don't think it'll be more Pennywise stuff. The rest of it's Pennywise. I don't have to have it... I don't know. I think... I ran out of Pennywise fucking ideas. So tell them about yours.
I forgot Monday, Mr. tattooed me. His first tattoo. It is on my FetLife, if you want to see it. It is Navi from The Legend of Zelda video game. It's the little fairy that goes, hey, listen. The reason I got it is, if you guys know me personally, you'll notice that I tend to go listen to literally everything and anything around me. It could be a person, it could be an inanimate object, but I say listen a lot. And one of my friends said, you know who you are? You are Navi. And it stuck. So now I have that, like, on my shoulder chest-ish area. Yeah. It's like she's, like, in my ear, basically, because it's adorable and I love her. She's great. Mr. Still feels like it needs a lot more work, and we will touch it
lot,
up. But he's being real ornery about it because he's a perfectionist.
I need some more work for sure. But I did it light, so that way you can't, once you overdo one, you can't take that back. You can always add more. So, maybe I'll get an apprenticeship. I'm not sure exactly how that's going to go. I'm so busy.
Oh, we did mention that he was looking for an apprenticeship, so if anybody knows anybody, let us know.
In Vegas, that's the only way to do it legally.
Legally.
So, Sunday.
Saturday now.
Saturday.
We're on Saturday now.
We did the party.
Saturday night, we did a couples and ladies party. Decent turnout. I don't know who all came.
It was about the same as usual, but I also made it prepaid this time because we don't know how... We get this big, giant room, and then, like, 10 people come, and it's, like, 30, 40 people could be there. So it's, like, a waste of the room. And we never get our money back on couples parties, but... We're not really trying to, but I definitely don't want to, like, pay an abundance over it. So, we're going to do another one August 3rd in Tri-Cities. And this is going to be play party style again instead of, like, swinger party style. So, basically, people that want to come need to be full swap, need to be pretty open, they want to have some fun. And those are always fun if you get the right people.
Right.
And... I forget what I was saying though. So Sunday we just kind of hung around.
We rested.
And then took a nap.
Fat nap. That was so good.
We got the best part about going back to Washington is eating at all the restaurants that we prefer. And we haven't even found, I still haven't found restaurants that are as good as the ones that that we're used to. I mean, they're good. They're just good in a different way. So.
Also, they're super cheap.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, we got two drinks that were super strong. Like, I left, basically,
almost actually, I didn't drunk. Drink. I didn't drink
mine. You didn't even finish a drink, and it was, like, $20 for the two of them.
Yeah.
Rather than $20 for one drink here in Vegas.
I know at the Nerd Bar a couple weeks ago when we were there, we spent probably $40, and neither one of us were buzzed. Maybe more than that.
Yeah.
And they were getting, like, 2-for-1 drinks and still spent, like, $40, $50 and didn't.
Drinks are so expensive here.
Yeah. If you do come to Vegas, go to Costco or Sam's Club or Winco, if you don't have the two, and then go get your own alcohol. You can carry it around for the most part. Just don't get, you can't carry glass around the strip in Fremont, but you can carry cups. You're out. No one cares. It's not like at home.
I know a lot of the time people want to at least have one of those souvenir cups. Well, and yeah. My suggestion is get one. But then you fill it up yourself and walk around with your souvenir cup the whole trip you're here. So, like, do that first thing. Get your stupid little souvenir cup. Go to the store and buy a big bottle of booze.
$50.
They're expensive.
Bring some booze to put in it because it's not alcoholic.
That's what I'm saying. And bring your own booze to put it, add your own alcohol into instead of adding more shots to it because it's not worth it. And just fill up your own thing. That's what I do.
What we do if we do run around.
Basically.
Or when, I guess. Not yet.
Yeah. Like, if we have, like, I did the same thing for New Year's. I brought a bunch of our souvenir cups. So when we were walking around the strip on New Year's, we had our own alcohol that we were able to carry around from our room. It was a good fun. So that was our week. So now, talking about things that are coming up.
We have a lot of shit.
There's a bunch of shit coming up. There's a pool party, right?
Yep, that's first on Sunday.
We have a pool party coming up here in Vegas. I actually have no idea what else we're doing. I have to pull up his Discord.
Monday we have a hotel party at the suite at the Horseshoe, and it's gonna be couples and ladies only. And that's going to be pretty fun, I think, actually. We got a really good deal in the suite. We're probably going to do those once a month in Vegas right now. As long as the hotel rates stay decent. Like, you never know. And there'll be like a weekday one. It's not going to be... You can't do shit on the weekends in Vegas. Everybody else is doing it, so people don't know where to go. So it's easier just to do on days that nobody else is doing shit. So you can get people...
On the 31st, I'll end up doing a free gangbang. I was supposed to do a gangbang with a girlfriend coming to town.
Yeah.
And then she already canceled on me. So, I'll be doing a free gangbang, but only with people that are tested within...
2 weeks, I think.
What he said.
So, and then you also have to be a Discord. Like, the only way you can get into the free ones are through my Discord, so...
So you have to get his Discord
if it's you don't forget that life. We had at least 4 or 5 game banks on my Discord this month for the guys that they got to pay $15 for the month and they get access to all the free game banks. Some of them, they still have to do their requirements. So if they're tested, then they, you know, like tested only or whatever, then you have to do that. But, or if it's black only or whatever it is.
Or whatever.
Sometimes the girls have weird requests.
Fair.
Like, one was, like, 3 dudes over 8 inches is all it was, so...
Interesting.
That's so... Memorial weekend coming up.
Sorry, guys.
Let's see. What should we talk about?
The only thing that people asked about...
Oh, you had some questions?
...on FetLife was one... person said that they wanted the male etiquette to be discussed.
Oh, yeah.
But everybody always asks for the male etiquette. I don't know what to tell you guys. Learn some manners.
Well, I think it's always the girls and the couples like, hey, tell the guys.
And it's not like the guys listen to
them. Is that profile a couple or a girl?
No, it's actually a solo guy that's a friend of ours.
Huh. So the problem with telling everybody male etiquette all the time is the guys that is meant for aren't listening. If they were listening, they would hear it because nobody's not saying it, you know, like, so, and also it's different. So you have to, the best thing is to read the room or read the people, and guys can't do that. You can, I can tell if the girl or couple doesn't want me around very easily. But sometimes the guys just don't get those, like mannerisms. I feel like
they just don't want to get it.
I don't know. Cause it's a lot of them. It's not just like one.
I guess that's true.
So, and they'll follow around really closely. You're just a, like, or not even super close, but just like waiting for that. I don't even know what they're waiting for actually. So have your conversation, go about your own way, maybe come back later if you think the conversation went well. But the worst thing you probably do is hover around a couple or a girl.
They just think it's creepy.
Yeah, it's because, like, if you're engaging in conversation or whatever, then yeah. Like, but like, when that ends, then you leave the area. Make sure you use words, you know, like before you're touching. There's a lot of people that don't want to be touched at all. Unless they're asked, like their shoulder or anything, like
yeah, there's a good chunk of people that don't like being touched without being asked, and a lot of the time, even like I don't like if I don't know you personally, I'm not a huge fan of someone touching me a lot of the time, unless you're specifically trying to get my attention, like a tap on my shoulder to be like, hey, because I can't hear you half the time. But other than that, like if I don't know you, I'd rather you not touch me first. Yeah, I'd rather you talk to me before you even try.
A lot of guys will come up and, like, I don't know a better word, but grope shoulders or waist. Like, try to see, like, what the limit is. Yeah, like, they almost like, and if that's okay, then they kind of go a little bit more. So, I don't, it's weird for me to ask to touch, like, a shoulder or arm. But last night I did, because I know the girl, there was a girl next, it was last night? No, Saturday.
Oh, at the party.
Yeah, so there's a few people I know that their consent is very step by step, and so I just was like, "Hey, can I touch you like non-sexually?" And she's like, "Oh, you can touch my boobs." I'm like, "No, nah, it's like that's where I'm at right now. I just want to like rest my hand on you or whatever." And then later on, I was like, "Okay, can I touch your boobs?" And she's like, "I told you because like I know, but I'm just doing the step by step, you know." So, It doesn't hurt to ask. Obviously you don't want to be like, if they say no, or if they say not right now, if they say maybe later, like all these are no's. Maybe later doesn't mean come back in 2 seconds and ask again. Like in reality, maybe later for the most likely is a 99% no. They just don't want to say no.
Yeah.
So that's part of about reading into what they're saying. Anything negative is a no. And if they say yeah, then it's a yeah. And then the other etiquette is like, I think we talked a little bit about it. Like, don't talk loudly when people are playing. Like, watch, enjoy. Also, don't watch like you're like 2 inches from the penis or vagina or boob. Like, oh, it's fucking weird. Like, it takes...
I'll tell y'all too. Like, I have the balls to say it, but some other people don't. And they just find it creepy. But I'll tell you that you guys are, like, killing the vibe. Because that's what you are doing. You're killing the vibe.
Because all I'm doing now is watching you because you're 2 inches from my dick. Like, what are you going to do next? So, like, you know, stand like you're a peeping Tom versus, like, you're about to make a move, you know?
And then don't talk, like... during other people playing.
And don't be like, get her harder. Like, oh my God, that drives me crazy when the dudes are like, get her harder.
That's fucking annoying.
Do it harder. Look at that dick going. Like, just watch. You don't have to be like the commentator on the outside. It's a, like, let them people like say or do whatever they're doing and you guys just watch. I don't know why that's a big one too. That like couples will get up and leave. Like, if you actually want to watch that, you're just hurting yourself.
Yeah.
Pretend it's a porn, you know, like, and we're on a TV, and you can't come in the TV with us. So, like, they killed larvae a couple weeks ago when we had those six people. Like,
we're dude, all they gone. Wouldn't shut the fuck up.
So... There is some other event. Oh, Friday. In fact, this text message I just got. Friday, there's a game bang with one of her friends. And it will be in Vegas. Three girls. So look at Discord, Fet Life, for those events or that event.
This Friday?
Yeah.
Nice.
And Saturday, I don't think we have plans. And then Sunday, Monday.
Unless you want to be our plans.
Yeah, we're always looking for swaps. But we're going to like not leave during EDC next year because...
I want to go to EDC so bad. If anybody has a hookup and you want to hook me up and you want to take me to EDC, I will love you forever. Please.
Like, there is so many, there's so much activity on Fat Life and 3Fun for EDC that it was crazy.
I'm going to be honest. I'm really into the music, but I'm also down for really cute outfits and fucking. But I really, really want to go.
I'm missing the fucking part.
I want to listen to this music. Look, I saw the list of the DJs, and I'm so sad I didn't get to go. And I really want... This is my jam.
So
I got a personal question from somebody. And he says, we struggle at events or finding couples because I'm a big guy and my wife is hot. I feel left out sometimes, and I feel like my wife does too because of me. Kind of turns us off from the lifestyle at times. I'm not sure how to approach these things anymore. So I'm assuming people are trying to discount him in this couple, which is actually really common.
Dude, it happens. There could be like a fucking Fabio there. And they're like, no, we don't like it. I've actually heard it a million times. We don't like tattoos. We don't like hair. We don't. But we'll take your girl. She has fucking long hair and tattoos too, guy.
Yeah, I do.
Like... but we always, they'll find something to
nitpick
and they'll say, well, we'll take the girl, but we can't take the guy because of blankety blank. And it's not because of that. It's because he's the guy and they're trying to get the girl only.
Unicorn hunters that especially try to split up couples are probably the worst thing in the lifestyle in existence. I think
a genuine couple will never ask you guys to split up. Ever. Because they already got the same thing that you're getting all the time too. And that's why we don't ever do that. Because people do all the time. In fact, just today. I mean, probably two or three times a day, at least.
Actually, at our party, someone kind of tried to do that to us. Yeah. A couple asked me to play, and they completely excluded Mr. And I was like, oh, well, Mr. is playing too, then yeah. And he like blew it off completely and was like, well, do you want to see me eat my girl out? It was stupid. And I was just like, all right, you guys do your own. I'm going to go find something else to do.
And I messaged them later and I was like, because my party is there full swap only. If you're a couple and you're not full swap, then it better be because your girl plays and the guy watches. Because if the girl's watching, then you shouldn't be at my party. Or you're looking for unicorns, then you shouldn't be at my parties. Because they're not fun. Six or seven unicorn couples is not a good party.
Nah.
Because then everyone's trying to figure out how to get the one girl, if there is one girl or two, because girls come to my parties. And then it's just drama. Like, and you can tell, like, underneath, it's like a competition. Like, ooh, we're going to go get that girl or whatever.
Yeah, and our last party technically had two unicorns and a hot wife.
Yeah. And they went after the one couple that was like on their profile were very adamant about being full swap. And the whole party said that. Like, it was like, don't come if you're not full swap. And they at the party was like, oh no, we've only had threesomes with girls. I remember that very distinctly, but we're trying new things. Obviously, they were not trying new things that night.
Yeah, because they ended up leaving early. They didn't
play with anybody.
Yeah, they ended up leaving early too. Yeah,
I guess they didn't see any girls. So don't take offense. And also, you can't control, well, you can maybe control a little bit your sizing, but a lot of things you can't control. People like you or they don't like you. And once you figure out that it doesn't need to bother you, you'll have a lot more fun.
We also noticed, like, personally for us, because a lot of the time people, like, will judge us, like, based on, like, some photos. I know I'm not very photogenic, and so we try to at least get people to at least meet us on at coffee or just a hello, something, because it's just better in general for, because a lot of the time you're not going to get the vibes of somebody else unless you meet them. That's the best I got for that. Like, munches, I guess.
But, I mean, they're talking about themselves, right?
So yeah.
They just ask people. They say no, move the next couple. If they, I mean, that's all you can do. And it's kind of, I mean, a numbers game, but we get turned down all the time.
Yeah, like, we do.
All the time. In fact, I think we get turned down now because we're actually experienced, not because
I think we overwhelm people now.
Yeah, they're like, oh, no, I'm not fucking going in the same room with you guys.
We're not even scary. We don't do weird stuff.
But, no, I think it's because they want to be on the same level.
I guess that makes sense.
Like, it's hard to describe, but you're not going to, I'm not going to go race nobody in the Olympics. Like, I'm just going to sit out. Like, because you're going to destroy me. And I think that's kind of how it, in their head, they think that they're so lopsided. But we actually like new people and newbies because we still go slow and we still, like, include everybody. And we basically try to make a good experience so that they will like being a swinger, because a lot of couples that are experienced, they're like, just get the fuck out. Like, they're very, very just into the sex only part, and they don't like sit down. Yeah, they're and very chat. Like
abrupt about it. It's terrifying. I remember that.
So we could talk about, I guess, the gray scale. We talked about it in the previous editions of podcast.
Yeah,
I don't think it's on this. But it might be. But if it is, it's been over a year, so.
We've talked about it a couple times. But yeah, go for it, man.
So, when we were first swinging, we got turned down a lot because we would send pictures. And they would go, oh, no, we don't want you guys. I'm like, you don't even know us. You don't even, like, we would send normal in-close pictures. And definitely wasn't photogenic back then. I'm more photogenic now. But back then, I was not. And I know we didn't have bad body types or anything like that. Like, it wasn't like we were fat or they just didn't. They're just like, oh, you guys are ugly, I guess.
Maybe.
So we got that a lot. And what we decided is that we were never going to take and judge somebody based on their picture, whether or not we would meet them. We don't have to say we're going to fuck them, but that's kind of, I mean, so the grayscale is this. So, there's no one is a 1 out of 10. Like, so as a number system for, like, how cute or pretty somebody is or handsome. Everybody's pretty much, like, in the 2 to 9, you know. But let's just say if they were a 1, there's nothing they could do or say that was going to get me to play with them. And if they're a 10, there's nothing they could do or say that would get me to not want to play with them. So that's, like, the outliers, right? They don't really exist. So everybody else is in this gray area, 2 to 9 area, and they can change their number depending on their interaction with you. So let's say the girl or couple's a 3 or 4, but they're really nice and they're sweet, or whatever, you have good vibes, and they might be 5 or 6, you know? And there's some, I know some girls that are like 8 and 9s are flat bitches that I don't want to be in the same room with. And so you, if you kind of go in with that, like, stop using the visual thing as the only, like, nobody does that. Nobody's like, oh, I'm going to fuck that guy or I'm not going to. Like, I see really hot people with really ugly people all the time. And it must be because they actually talk to each other, not, like, looked at the picture and was like, hell no. Like, you know, like those couples, you know?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
So, so we call it the grayscale. So you don't have to, like, use it as, like, let's give them all a number and talk to them. I'm just saying, don't use one thing. So people are different in person. We meet almost everybody that wants to meet. We don't play with everybody that wants to play. And actually, I think more likely as it goes on, since we've had so many partners, we're actually more picky than we used to be, because we're like, nah, that's okay.
We, like, kind of know the vibes that we go with a lot easier, and we know kind of, like, what we like more so than not.
I almost think it's like a thirsty couple versus not, like a thirsty guy. They will, like, I don't care, like, whatever, I'm going to fuck whoever because I haven't had sex in, like, 6 months. But if we're playing with, like, 1, 2, 3 couples a week, we're definitely picking them, those couples out. We're not, right. Like, we contact a lot, or we have been contacted by lots of couples, and we see their pictures, And then we see like their profiles and we're like, yeah, we might meet them. Like what we usually do is we still don't not meet them, but we meet them in like a place where if we don't play, it's not like the end of the world. Because some people, they're like, oh, we're going to go to dinner or coffee or drink. They expect that to be the first step of playing. Like have the drink and go back to the hotel. So we say, if there's somebody on a, like, they're like a 2 to 3, 4, whatever, somewhere, we're not sure that they're going to be able to pick themselves out of that. We go to a club. Like we go to 5150, and if you're welcome there and we can chat there and hang out, and then you never know. But we don't want to take away like all of our time. Like when you go to do those, the restaurants or drinks, that's hours. It is not like 10, 15 minutes and see what happens. It's usually like an hour or two. And then you're like, fuck, I could have been at the club at least, or if somebody else was there.
And it also gives them a chance too. Like if we don't do something, it gives them a chance to also meet other people that they could have a chance with.
Yep. So that's what we'll usually do is bring them to a club if we don't think that we're a good match sexually. Let's see. What else? I think the last thing we'll touch on before we go is, I know last week we talked about like all the people we fucked and all this, and we play bear a lot. We forgot to really mention that we also test a lot. We don't just go blindly out and fuck everybody.
That would be a little pretty risky.
There's people that do it. I know there's people that do it.
There's a lot of monogamous people that do that. Like,
yeah.
Like a regular ass Joe Blow dude. Or even like, because I know I was like that before I was in the lifestyle. I fucked anybody and everybody, whoever I wanted, whenever I wanted. And gave zero shits. I don't know how the fuck I didn't end up pregnant or with anything.
So, I know we've tested for the last couple of years. We've tested monthly at a minimum is monthly. And it's a full panel test monthly. Not like we did in the beginning only test like chlamydia, gonorrhea once a month, like many, many years ago. But then we, basically it's easier just to do the full panel in Vegas because you're paying anyways. You might as well pay for the thing. Like, I don't think I'm at risk for HIV or anything like that, but they're doing it anyways.
They're doing it anyways.
So, and it's weird because the first time you get tested, you're like, you almost like, I'm getting tested because I have something. That's how your brain thinks. Like, if you're getting tested for cancer, it's because you think you already have it or whatever, right?
You know what? You're right. Yes.
But now we've been tested so much, it's just another day. I put my arm down, grab the blood, it's whatever. Like, to me, it's another positive test now because... There's not positive, negative test.
It's a positive experience.
Yeah. Because I have had so many clean tests in a row that it's like a standard now, you know, like obviously
it is cool one day it might be
that we get results the next day. In Vegas, it's $150 a month. Or if you want, I did weekly for a month just to kind of try it. It's $400 a month to do weekly. And I like that, but it didn't increase my chances of fucking anybody bear because 30 days is pretty good for most people. And in fact, it's only 30 days at the very, very end. You know, so most of it's between 1, 2, 3 weeks, right?
Right.
So a lot of the game bangs I do are 2 weeks or less for testing.
Mine are 2 weeks or less.
And some are 30 days. So we just didn't want people to think that, you know, like our example is testing and playing bear, not just playing bear.
So some of the places that we go to, we go to TTS, which is Talent Testing Services, available in a lot of locations. You can just Google it.
It's on that. Yep.
And it's literally called TTS. Just Google TTS. And if that doesn't work, Talent Testing Services. The other one that he's doing that did the weekly was called Clear.
Yep.
I know here in Vegas, every 3 months, there is a free, test and I think the website literally is free STD.
And then it goes down to AHF.
Yeah. And then it goes to AHF, which is like an adult health something or something like that.
It's a little bit of a pain in the ass to kind of figure out, but once you do it, it's not that hard.
Yeah.
But it definitely isn't very easy to be like, oh, this is how you do it. It's not like you walk in. There is some work involved.
And then the last thing, like what we kind of used to do was if we were worried about anything, we actually would just go to an urgent care. Be like, hey, my partner is showing some symptoms and I have recently been with them and the health insurance pays for it.
Now, some people are afraid insurance will pay for it if you have a valid reason. And a valid reason is I have an itch or I was with somebody that tested positive and they didn't tell me what. If you want a full panel, you can just say that. But they won't not test you. Unless, if you're just going in there like, I just want to know, they're not going to test you.
But if you tell them, hey, I had a partner that says they have something, they're not telling me anything. And you sometimes you can even blame because it's a thing. There is anonymous texting services.
Oh, yeah.
That will tell people, hey, you should go get tested. And you can even tell them that. And the doctors hate it so much. But you know what? They might give you a half-ass lecture about safe sex, but whatever.
Make sure if you do test positive that you can tell your partners that you've been with for the...
And if you are embarrassed, again, there's those texting services.
Yeah, just, I mean, because what happens is, especially like chlamydia and gonorrhea, it gets into the circles that you're in. So you might be like, well, I'll get cleared. And then we call it getting cleared because you take your medicine and then you test clear again. But, and then the other person, I don't have to tell them, right? Well, you're going to probably fuck somebody that they fucked if you know these people. Like, I know for a fact with us, if somebody was tested positive or something and only us got, we're going to just get it again. So you're protecting yourself as well as the public by doing that.
So just be honest, honestly, because...
I know there's a lot of negative, I don't know what it's called, but like people get mad about it, but they'll get over it. They might be more mad about it if you didn't tell them and for a year or 2 years later. And then all these people that they infected. And
like, well, and then there's also long-term effects if you do go untreated. Because eventually it can hurt you.
So yeah, like, almost all the stuff is pretty benign. And you're not going to have any issues right away. So,
but that's why we test off it. Because we like to be
And safe. It's really not a big deal. Like most of these STDs or STIs, you already have other parts of your body. Like we all have strep throat. Every single one of us that's listening to this has strep throat. And if you get chlamydia, it's basically just a bacteria in the wrong spot of your body, just like strep throat is.
Although, if you have strep throat, let me know because I get that easy.
Or gonorrhea. And also, if you do have strep throat, don't be going down on people because you can give them...
the same bacteria in their genital area and you'll make them sick no matter.
So,
You're fucking shit up, guys.
Yeah, like... We always take for granted like strep throat or COVID or cold, the flu, like all that stuff is the exact same kind of stuff, just down in your junk.
Down in your junk.
Like you take your same pills or you the same precautions, whatever, you know, like.
Stop spreading sicknesses.
If you're sick, you take your medicine. Don't play with anybody. You know, you don't kiss anybody and take your antibiotics. Same thing.
Yeah.
So don't freak out if you do get chlamydia or gonorrhea. It's not the end of the world. I know, like, we actively, I shouldn't say this, but we actively, I swear, try to get STIs because we...
You're so stupid.
We don't make other people test. We are willing to accept the risk of our actions.
Basically.
We test because we don't want them to accept the risk of our actions. Also, we would be high risk. If we didn't test, we'd be really high risk for most people. And then... If we did get something, there'd be fucking 20 people have it before
honestly,
we even knew.
We fuck a lot of people.
So that's the basic, and I don't want to be like that guy or that couple, like we got chlamydia from, I'm going to tell you right now, somebody said they got it from me, I'm going to show you like the last 15, 20 tests, like years and years of tests. So I know you didn't get it from me.
Something else that I want to talk about for the next 10 minutes is vaginal health. So a lot of the time these girly pops think there's something wrong when really it is most likely going to be BV, which is a bacteria that builds up in the vagina because the amount of times that I fuck fucks up my pH balance and I was getting BV a lot. Girlies, there is so many different ways to fix this and it... Not necessarily always has like a, what's the word I want? Discharge, but you can smell it. And it's not cool. So talk to your doctor because if you already have it, you're going to need an antibacterial medication. But the other thing that you could do is boric acid. they sell these little like suppository pills. I check my pH balance often, and I use these boric acid to prevent BV to keep my pH in balance, because nobody wants a gross hooch, including myself, because that eventually it'll hurt. Your walls hurt. Your vaginal walls hurt because they're inflamed. Another thing too is if you do get something, or even if you're on normal antibiotics that fucks up your shit and you get a yeast infection, and apparently people don't know these things, because I've met full grown women that are like, hey, I'm feeling this and I have to go back to the doctor because I don't know what is happening right now. And I'm here explaining that you probably have a yeast infection. You should have been taking probiotics while you were taking antibiotics to help regulate your pH balance, and using the boric acid at the same time, because now you need a whole different medication to fix your poor vagina. So do some reading on vaginal health, because vaginas are weird. But boric acid, I will like always press onto everybody and anybody that will listen to me about it. Buy the little test strips that you can find on Amazon for pH balance testing. And look up what your, because we're supposed to have a high acidity rate. If you're bleaching your panties, that means you have a healthy vagina. I'm not even lying. If you want to be that girl that everybody talks, raves about how good you taste and how great you smell, use boric acid. It's been amazing. And I only know this because of Mr. Swinger. He's fantastic. Love him to death.
So I can use it?
No.
Oh, man.
Actually, I don't know. Can you do that? I don't know. I doubt it, though. I'm pretty sure that's not something you want to do.
Might hurt?
Might hurt.
So, you know, the guys can get, like, overloaded bacteria in their dick. I forgot what they call it, like penitis or something. It's a weird name. And it doesn't really mean anything other than you have some bacteria that your body's trying to fight off, but it's not gonorrhea, or it's not like
basically the STIs. Like BV. Okay.
But it's just bacteria your body's trying to get rid of. And it's like healthy bacteria, but not your healthy bacteria.
Yeah, see, if you're trying to fuck all these people, don't be spreading your bad bacteria everywhere. Or the good one, I guess. Wash yourself. Jesus. That's my small rant on my vaginal health here.
That's all I got.
I just said everybody needs to use the boric acid because we like a pretty pussy.
I don't want to go into the other one thing. I was kind of like, I don't know how her pussy is so pretty. I don't get it. I don't understand it.
We're still on that other person.
But it's like one of the best I've seen.
Ever. It is very photogenic. Visually appealing, I guess.
I didn't taste her, but I didn't smell anything when I was...
I don't know. I didn't get close enough.
I got close enough. But I definitely didn't smell anything. So that was a plus, I guess. I think we're pretty much...
That's where we are this week, guys. Sorry we're bored. Send us questions.
Yeah, we want to answer your questions primarily. That's kind of the whole reason we started this.
And why we keep stopping, because nobody sends us questions.
Yep. So I guess you can message on FetLife. You can message on the Discord. You can message on my Snapchat. You can call. We have a voice number you can call, 253-590-8500. Don't worry, no one's answering the line. Swinger's wife's not on the other end, guys.
Yeah, you're not going to get me there.
It's just a voice. That's all you can do is leave a voice message for your question, and we'll play it for everybody to hear. And that's pretty much the places that we have. I guess Facebook, if you know our Facebooks, but we don't really put them out there.
I don't know. People find me all kinds of ways. Yeah,
Facebook's fucking gay for swinging.
I don't
like, they deleted you like multiple times, even your regular profile you didn't use.
Social media deletes all my stuff. But I was making a complaint because someone found my personal phone number once. So,
yeah. I forgot. Somebody called you and...
Someone contacted me after I was having my own personal anxiety attack at home because I swear to God someone was in my backyard. Said they found my personal phone number. So, please don't stalk me. Huh. It scares me.
Girls can stalk me.
Yeah, stalk him.
Come and come have some fun. All right.
Have a great week, guys. See you next week.
See you and try with you next week.
Yeah.